As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Welcome back. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris Ello, out on vacation. Listen, I want to apologize. I didn't, you know, we're supposed to come back in and, you know, every once in a while during an interview, we're supposed to remind you guys who we're talking to. I forgot. Got to do that. What's that called again? It's called a...
Reset.
Reset. I didn't reset. And I'll be honest with you, why I didn't reset. I've known Stephen for a very long time. Without microphones, I have never got him to sit and, like, talk like that ever. So I was just kind of enjoying the conversation we were having, and so I forgot to reset a couple times. But I only forgot to reset because it was compelling. I've never had a chance to sit and talk to him. So that was a fun conversation. It just goes to show you, man, baseball is stressful. And it seems like he's been able to kind of get away from it for a little bit and just kind of enjoy life. And so that right there was my first experience really ever getting to, like, chat it up with him like that. And so
he's just a wealth of information.
I appreciate him. Excuse me. We appreciate him coming on and kind of opening it up for us. I mean, I thought one of the interesting parts was him talking about the playoffs and the feel for how different, how intense those games get, man. I've got 3 at bats in postseason play. And I tell you what, 2008, I had been playing professional baseball at that point since 2003. It felt like the first at bat I had. Remember I tell you guys it felt like you're floating?
Yes.
That's how it felt every single time I was in the box for a playoff game.
It's just that buzz.
It's literally, and you know, two of the ABs came in Philly. So like it's a literal buzz in your ear. I remember very well Chase Utley robbing me of a great drag bunt, like glove flipped. I should have had 2 hits. I should be 2 for 3 in the postseason play, but instead I'm 1 for 3. I digress.
Chase Utley, Hall of Famer, right?
Hall of good.
Oh, well, still.
Hall of good.
He did that to a lot of people.
He did. I can't be mad. But Steven Strasburg was in the building. Got a chance to chop it up with him for a little bit.
That was kind of surreal for me, gotta say. A little bit. Like, he came in and we were sitting in the back just talking, and I was like, oh, this guy is just a normal dude, just
he
like
is,
us.
Man. I mean, you know, East County kid, just, you know, from San Diego. As you can see, his journey wasn't just like, he didn't just pop on the radar when he started throwing 100. Like, he had to kind of work to get there. So I always think it's fun for, you know, young kids that are, you know, aspiring to be a big leaguer to kind of hear those stories, because most of the time you're gonna have to go through something tough in order to get to that. So 3 o'clock usually is our daily gambit.
Yes, but I did not. We can do it here if you want. I moved it to 4 just because I didn't know if there was going to be any spillover. But yeah, we could do the daily gambit.
It's up to you, buddy. You're the producer. What do you want to do?
Let's just do the daily gambit. We're just making bets because we didn't do any of the other
things
yesterday.
Let's do the daily gambit then.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We have 4 bets that we're going to make tonight, all on the Thursday night football game. Again, it's the Jets and the Patriots. Coverage is going to start here on 97.3 The Fan at 4:30. But the first prop bet that we have is going to be about Aaron Rodgers. Now, Aaron Rodgers, we did talk a little fantasy football earlier today, too, and we were talking about Garrett Wilson back in the room.
I was about to say, no, we have not.
Steven Strasburg is a fantasy football guy.
No, he's a Garrett Wilson owner, too.
Yeah, so we talked about Garrett Wilson. Yes, because we both have been trying to see Garrett Wilson break out for the last couple years. But Aaron Rodgers, this line got me a little, it got me thinking. Over under 20.5 passing completions for Aaron Rodgers tonight against the Patriots.
Lot.
Now, he had 13 against the 49ers, and he had 18 against the Titans.
20. He got to get over 20?
He's got to get 21 completions
or more. I'm going
under. Under. I want to say over because I feel like this is the time that they're going to open it up, but 21 completions for this offense right now seems a little... I mean, they still have Nathaniel Hackett as the mastermind, so I'm going to go under. I'm going to go under. Also, Aaron Rodgers. I thought this one was funny. Over under 1.5 rushes in the game. Not rushing yards, just actual rushing attempts. Now, he had 2 against the Titans, and he had 1 against the 49ers. I'm up first. I think he goes over today. I don't know why, but he only needs 2 attempts on the day.
I'm going under.
You're going under. I mean, he's still dealing with the Achilles and all of that good stuff. Now, Hunter Henry, tight end for the Patriots. He had a massive game last week. He had 109 yards. He had a terrible game in the first week. He had 18 yards. So, Tony, is he over under 33.5 receiving yards?
Who is this?
Hunter Henry, the tight end for the Patriots.
He'll be over.
He'll be over. I agree with you. He'll be over. And then the final one, Breece Hall, over under 31.5 receiving yards. He had 39 against the 49ers, 52 last week. Both overs. I'm going over in this one.
Let's go, Breece. I'm going over, baby.
All right. So that is it.
Walk off. That's it for the bets?
That's it, yeah. We're done.
Walk off. And this is a big series, by the way. A lot of exciting things happening in Major League Baseball. Guardians, Twins, right?
Oh, yeah.
Those two are neck and neck. Guardians, walk off.
Wow.
Andres, is it Andres? Jimenez. Gave him the night-night curry signal after he got the walk-off hit. So that changes the standings in the American League Central. Cleveland now well ahead. Twins are fighting Kansas City for the one of the last wild card spots. And so, you know, that loss certainly doesn't help their cause. Minnesota currently now tied with the Detroit Tigers for the third playoff or third wild card spot.
Let's talk about that for a second.
First of all, wait, let's talk about this real quick. Okay. The fact that the, you know, supposed bad division, AL Central, could very well end up with three teams, and the team that's on the outskirts is also from the AL Central. You got the Chiefs, the Royals, the Twins, Tigers fighting it out for the last two of the last three spots, and then you got the Guardians leading the way. Four teams.
Kind of sounds like the NL West a little bit.
It does a little bit.
I want to say, now that the Padres played the Tigers a couple weeks ago here at Petco Park, I think we all remember a grand slam being hit.
Yes, and which.
But what I'm bringing that up for now is that the Tigers are in it, which means that the series win that the Padres had over the Tigers is much more impressive to me that they took that series rather than losing that series, because the Tigers are a good team. Like, when you hear Tigers, you think
There is some PTSD from them being so bad. I think people hear Tigers and it just, you assume immediately that they're not very good. Even when you look at their record, I looked at their record for 3 days when I was writing their thing down, and it couldn't quite snap over. But
they were 8-2 in their last 10. They're 80-73 on the season. I mean, it's a good team.
It is a good team. It's a formidable team for sure. I just find that interesting. AL West was kicked earlier in the season when the Diamondbacks weren't playing that great. You know, it was kind of a 500. I think everybody was above 500, but right at 500. Then the Dodgers kind of took off, and it was kind of top heavy. But now you see those three teams right now look like they're shoo-in to get into the playoffs.
If we move to the National League Central, Brewers have already clinched, so they got their spot all locked up, which that's would another, be nice for the Padres.
By
if
the
they
way,
had
that's another good team
it.
The Padres have handled this year.
Yeah.
You know, we can go down the list of good teams. The only good team the Padres got thumped by were the Yankees and the Phillies.
Yankee series seems so long ago.
It does seem so long.
I think Yu Darvish was still pitching the first time when that happened in May.
I think he was.
I think the Yankees
Padres
as well.
Handled the Orioles.
Yeah, they did.
They handled the Royals. They handled the Guardians. They handled the Astros. They had the Mets. We split with the Mets basically, right? Because they swept us there, and we took two or three. So they Mets beat them.
Twins overall.
Handled the Twins. Handled the Brew Crew, as I said.
Handled the Red Sox.
So, I mean, the Padres have taken care of business, against some of the best teams in the league. And I think that's another reason why everybody should have a little more trust in this ball club.
I feel like there is more trust out there. And the baggage is starting to get a little lighter on everyone. But, it's still, he was talking about playing in the playoff game. All of his fans are nervous about the playoff games.
Average division juice by playing the White Sox a lot, though. I mean, they're not really playing the division like they used to.
Oh, is it Kobayashi?
I don't know. I don't know that I buy that argument. White Sox help create more over 500. I guess.
Fans have interesting ways of describing things, because that, to me, kind of makes sense. The part where it says the White Sox helped create more over 500.
They're 36-117. So, I mean, they clearly aren't, the greatest team on the planet.
No.
But I don't know. I think in a vacuum, that might be true. But I think those four teams, despite how their record may look, they've grinded to get to this point. And, you could have said the same thing about the 2022 Padres, and then they sure enough went all the way to the NLCS. So
that's true.
Nonetheless, good baseball happening right now. Fun time of year for baseball right now. All right, let's get to break. When we come back,
I actually have a clip for you of Caleb Williams and C.J. Stroud.
Oh, yeah. Have
you seen this clip?
Yes, I've seen this.
I need to get your opinion on this clip. I'm not going to say anything about how I feel about this clip.
Oh, you will. You definitely
will.
No, I will.
I'm going into this without saying anything, and then we'll hear what you have to say about it.
All right. More Gwen and Chris on the other side. Here's some traffic.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
3:19 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Scraby for the next week.
Yeah, kind of has a great ring to it, if you ask me. Just kidding.
I can't say that too much.
Just kidding.
My partner probably could feel some type of way.
Chris is probably losing his mind right now because Tony got a text from his wife this morning saying his phone's not working.
I was just getting ready to say he probably is losing his phone. They're in Canada. Phone's not working. And he clearly, I know he's panicked because he had Lori send me a text which is the only time I've gotten a text from Lori was for his birthday earlier this year.
Ah.
So I know this is definitely important to him.
It's like,
and I reveal what he said. And Scraby's a little unsure about following through on this.
Yeah.
So, of course, we have our Gwen and Chris Pick'em. Obviously, Chris is not here, and his phone is not working. And so he has allowed Scraby to pick for him.
I feel like this is only going one way. And I feel like this is only a setup for Chris to just crush me the entire year.
Lambaste you.
Like, well, I would have been in first, but Scraby picked in week three.
What if you do well, though?
He's gonna say it's null and void because he can't give me the satisfaction of doing well in a pick'em. But we're gonna do it anyway.
We are. We're gonna have a pick'em at the end of the week, right? As we do it.
We're doing it today.
Are we doing it today?
4:20 is when we're doing it, heading into Monday Night Football. That starts at 4:30 here on the station.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I am totally dependent on Chris because he usually puts the lines in the score. Oh, you got some paper. All right.
Yes, because Chris, there's
Chris is so methodical with this thing. Like, I get a text every morning on Thursday with the line of every game that week. And that's how I normally know what the lines are.
Home team and caps.
He's got, by the way, he does home team and caps.
Not like put him on the right side.
No. Home team, home team and caps, road team on the, in small letters. And, you know, depending on home, it's like, it's a lot for a text. And he does this every week. So
I can only imagine, I'm going to do this in the YouTube camera if you want to search 97.3 The Fan. Chris does this when he's texting. He does like the finger peck, and then he goes.
He definitely does the finger.
He does the whole
the finger peck.
Boop 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 boop, and then he hits the wrong button. He gets all frustrated.
He's not a thumbs guy. He's definitely the old school one finger button guy.
Boop 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 boop. Still using T9. I wanted to ask you about something. And
NFL.
No, we'll talk about that in a second.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you for reminding me. It was something, I got a couple messages this morning. One from our guy, Will Galvez, who used to work here on the station. And he said, Tony is so mad right now about this bunt conversation.
Oh,
and then
God.
I got a tweet about how you sounded exhausted from the roundtable. What the heck happened?
You know what? First, shout out to Ben and Woods, because they have a great... great humor. They know how to have that kind of conversation. Because I'm not gonna lie, I am quite annoyed by the bunt conversation.
Are we talking about Jerks and Profar?
Whoever we're talking about,
just bunting in general.
Yeah,
I thought this was like a
it pertained to Jerks and bunting. Hold up, you go ahead. Carry the conversation for a second. I need to get my ducks in a row here.
He's going to get his ducks in a row, but so I heard that this morning, and if everybody wants to go and try to watch this whole kerfuffle that happened on the roundtable, then you need to go to the YouTube and type in 97.3 The Fan. You could find the entire recording.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there. So, you know, Jerickson bunted in the third inning, right? He sacked Bunnett. It moved Diaz and Lockridge over. Now, it ends up happening that Toddy and Manny end up making out. Toddy punched. Manny hit a hard ground ball to second base. Got to get out there. So it didn't work in the third. And, you know, I knew it was coming.
You could kind of feel it.
I could feel it. So when Chris asked, or when Adam asked me if I was coming in to do the roundtable, I really didn't want to come in. In part because I knew that was going to come up at some point.
Oh, it stressed you out.
And it was my off day. I was like, I kind of want to just chill, but I came in anyway. And the conversation was going great. We were just having a good time, and about 35 minutes in, it came up, the bunt situation. And I understand that, you know, it's not their favorite thing to watch, but like, at some point, This is a part of what they do. It's a part of who the Padres are, and so it shouldn't be like this big ordeal all the time.
What was their argument against it?
They wanted him to swing it.
Just because?
Well, they feel like he had a chance to drive him in. We are talking Framber Valdez. It's not like this dude is a scrub out there. I mean, this is like the best ground, not just me saying it, literally the best ground ball pitcher in baseball. First and second. And you know who hits into the most double plays? We talked about this
game. Manny Machado.
Yeah, well, not just Manny Machado. The Padres in general.
Yes.
Hit into a ton of double plays.
Yeah.
So you bunt, you move the guy up, you got two shots. Not only do you have two shots, you got two shots with your best, two of your best at the plate. I don't know. To me, and I explained this on the roundtable, it's emblematic. You know, what's funny is I was wanted to use the word emblematic in real time, but there's a piece of me like, I don't know if that's the right word. So I changed up the word.
Oh, yes.
So the one that I knew that was for sure fit.
Which word did you choose?
I don't remember at this point. Okay. I think it said evidence. It's evidence. Further evidence.
Further. That's a good line. I think that.
I think I went that route.
I do declare the further evidence.
But it is emblematic of, you know, who they are as a team. A lot of times we talked about last year, that team not necessarily looking like they fit together. This team fits together because they're willing to sacrifice, and not literally, but, you know, sacrifice the
the joy, the
whatever comes with being the guy getting a hit there, right? The glory, right? They're willing to sacrifice the glory to their other teammate who they, you know, feels like a good chance. Didn't work out that inning. So, you know, I get it. But, you know, bunting is part of baseball. No matter how much you analytic folks and Ben and Woods don't like it.
I think it's kind of exciting, to be honest. Because, and I know what that sounds crazy, but when you do a bunt, when you put down a bunt and no one's expecting it, that's pretty fun to see. Also, it usually has some sort of close play involved. And so I like the bunt. I don't necessarily have any problems with the bunt, but Juan Soto just ran.
Did you see the play?
Oh, he's down. He's in Seattle. He just was trying to field a ball in right field, and he ran right into the wall, and he does not look like he's feeling good right now.
Oh, he banged that knee into that wall.
Oh, he's got the jersey in his mouth. Oh, he looks like he's having trouble, to be honest. Like, we'll update you on that.
Nonetheless, that was what all. I mean, honestly, it wasn't really that upset. It was a good debate. And I enjoyed it, actually. When it was all said and done, we had some good laughs.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad it sounded more serious from all the comments that I got from people.
That's probably because I probably was initially like, I think I might have like rolled my head into my hands in front of my lap when they initially brought it up, something along those lines.
It was a scraby eye roll.
Yeah, almost. All right, give me what you
got. Yes, all right. So after the Sunday Night Football game with the Bears and the Texans, C.J. Stroud, who won Rookie of the Year last year, he went to go find Caleb Williams to kind of talk to him a little bit, and it was caught by the NFL Films mic'd up. And so this is the situation.
Wait, real quick. Sorry. There's a request that you do the pick'ems and Chris and your Chris Ello voice.
That's no problem. I got that down.
I think that would be funny.
He's going to hate it. He's going to hate it.
We're going to save this and then play it for him when he comes back.
Oh, okay.
Your voiceover. All right, go ahead.
And then, so CJ Stroud, looking for Caleb Williams after the game, had a little bit of advice for him. So you're going to hear CJ Stroud's voice first.
Good job out there, bro.
Yeah.
Hey,
keep going.
Stop taking those hits. Learn from those mistakes, and everything that you got, bro, is in you already, bro. You're gonna be a hell of a player in this league.
Yeah.
All right, boy.
Appreciate it.
For sure.
So that's it. That's the interaction.
Okay.
And this is one of the most controversial interactions that has ever happened on a football field, according to the internet. So, Tony.
Yeah, this is why I hate the internet. This is why I hate it.
I thought about you the second I watched this clip. What do you think about it?
I don't think anything about it.
I knew that was your answer.
I think this is a young man who just went through it, trying to impart some wisdom on someone who is about to go through it. And it don't look, at least at this point, it don't look like Caleb is about to enjoy the same ride that C.J. Stroud got to enjoy. So my guess is that criticism that is fairly mute right now will only get louder if they aren't winning games.
Probably.
And so I didn't hear anything in there that was bad information. People feel some type of way because it's the second year quarterback trying to impart some wisdom. But I think this is a special quarterback, right? I mean, he just led in his rookie year a team into the divisional
playoffs,
round.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I think a lot of people are also thinking that Caleb Williams was a little bit off put by the whole thing. He was trying to like get away, and I'm not saying
first of all,
he just lost the game and he just got beat up.
Let me stop you. He just lost his second game in a row.
Yeah. He got beat up on national TV.
Beat up on national TV. And hey, he probably don't even know how that's supposed to go at this point. It's only a second, like, come to the middle of the field and shake the other quarterback's hand moment. The first time, you know, he got the victory in his first week, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, he did. Yeah, you're right.
They won the first
somehow
week.
Beat the Titans they without an Titans. Offensive touchdown.
I'm sure him and Mayonnaise Man didn't have the same
Will Levis.
Didn't have the same interaction after the game. But I people like we make a molehill out of anything now. Or turn a molehill into a mountain, I should say.
Yes.
Yes.
I agree with you. Now I'm a Caleb Williams disliker. I didn't see
By
him.
The way, why do we dislike Caleb Williams? What did he do?
I think
I'm gonna let you think about this for a little bit. Go ahead. Tell me why we don't like Caleb Williams.
I don't know. There's just something about the I know everything attitude, kind of that
where did you get that?
I'm putting that on him. But I think a lot of people are hearing stories from college and how his teammates didn't show up to his birthday party. And then that thing, you know, at the Holiday Bowl with the USC wide receiver is like, oh, we got a real team now. We don't know he was talking about Caleb Williams or anything like that. I feel like there's a misnomer about Caleb Williams that he is all about himself. But that's kind of how I feel.
Mm.
I don't know how I feel that way, but that's the sixth sense that I have.
I don't know how you feel that way either, buddy. When we get to know Caleb, or when you get to know him, let me know if it actually matches up.
Okay.
You know, I'd be interested to see.
Okay. I did like when he was entering the stadium in his, like, you know, off-field clothes or whatever. I don't know, what do you call that?
Just clothes? Off-field clothes?
I don't know.
The clothes he wears?
They're like... He looks like he wants to be an archaeologist. It was like he did kind of look like Indiana Jones
Did he have glasses? Oh.
He had these pants that looked like archaeology pants.
Where is the archaeology section at the store?
At Anthropology.
Yeah.
Archaeology at Anthropology. Anyway, that's it.
Let's get to break. On the other side, we got a big five on our way. And Scrabe is hopefully... Got five questions.
I know he was
one short before we started.
Oh, wait, No.
No, we were short. No, all right. No. More Gwynn and Chris on the other side. 3:38. Big fizz. A big five.
Or the big fizzy.
Big fizzy is what I was going to say. I caught myself, though. Yes, Scraby is the ultimate making a mountain out of a molehill.
I saw that comment, and I don't understand what that comment is about. I don't. Can you give me an example, Mr. Batfan 1?
You mean how you will make something small into something large? You need examples?
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
I'm trying to honestly think of what I did this week.
Maybe the
Robert Suarez ERA.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Don't get me started on that. All right, let's check some traffic and then to Scraby's Big Five we go.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Big Five today. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for our authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. Now, I don't know that anyone really wants to hear this, but Shohei Ohtani hit his 49th home run. So,
ooh, he's closing
he's
in
one
on
and one, 50-50.
Right?
Yeah, he needs one more steal, I believe, and then definitely one more home run.
Oh, you guys, yeah. I think I'd rather him do it before we get there.
Yeah, I don't want because then for the rest of time, he slides into the base. The video shows a Padre in the background.
That's
it's
my
like,
point.
No.
Let's hope that he knocks both of
those
out.
We got some time.
We got three games. What are you talking about?
He would hit. He should be able to hit one more home run. I'm putting that on him.
I hope so. I want him to do it. But you say he got a bunch of games. He got three games before we show up. Real quick. Dodgers ahead of Miami right now, 9-3 in the seventh. As Scraby mentioned, 15-3 Atlanta walked away with a victory today. Arizona and Milwaukee face off at 4:15 Pacific time, so about 30 minutes. And then the Mets and Phillies take on one another same time. So there is some scoreboard watching to be had tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And you don't have a dog in the fight tonight.
Tonight. Tyler tells me that he got steal 50 and 51 earlier in the game, so Shohei Ohtani's just one home run away from 50-50.
Oh, I need him to do that these next three games. Then. Or tonight. Do it tonight.
Yeah, do it tonight, Shohei.
Do it tonight, Shohei. Today. You got. If he's not already out of that game, it's nine. He's probably in that game because he's probably trying to get 50. So.
Yeah, they can't waste the opportunities.
Good time to do it.
Number five.
By the way, he is 4-for-4 today with 5 RBIs, just no homers.
It's annoying how good he is sometimes. Mariners star Julio Rodriguez had an interesting night last night because he had to dodge a bat, and then he was tagged out. Here is a prime video of the game last night.
Runners lead, 2-2. Swing and a miss. And the ball is thrown to third, and they get J-Rod. Oh, what a happenstance. A Rosarena strikes out. Let's go of the bat.
So he lets go of the bat. Julio Rodriguez dodges the bat, kind of forgets that he's playing baseball. And Austin Wells threw it down to third, tags him out. My question for this one is, do you blame him? That was coming at his head.
It was. Yes and no. I don't blame him. I mean, he did the natural thing, which was get out of the way.
Yeah.
But then he took like a jog, like around the grass. I think he literally forgot what he was doing out there. In his defense, the bat was in line to hit him. So, he wasn't exaggerating getting out of the way. But he did forget that there was actually a ball in play. You know, typically a guy strikes out, he loses the bat, like it's strike three. You know, the inning may end or whatever. But this is a live ball. Hey, man, credit to Jazz Chisholm, who came running into third base, like, throw me the ball.
Yeah.
And that was after the catcher kind of came out of his crouch and it was like he almost couldn't believe.
Like, what is happening over
what
there?
What is he doing? Okay. So he starts running down to third base. Jazz calls for the ball. Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing right there. That's a tough one.
He went in and apologized after the game for his mental error.
He couldn't, you know, you could just see it in his run off the field. Like he was
sat at the base for maybe 10 seconds. Like,
I don't want to leave here. I want to pretend like this didn't happen.
I'm a meme now.
Yeah, man, that's all bad.
Do I blame him? No. But I feel like there should be some sort of maybe automatic timeout if you have to dodge a bat coming at you.
Nah, man, you got to get back. See, you know, you would like to have him had that mapped out already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, one of the things you think about when you're on third base is, okay, which direction am I going if he hits a foul ball?
Yeah.
Right? I got to be able to get out of the way.
This could come screaming at me.
Right. A right-hander, likely, if he pulls a ball, it's going to have some hook on it if you're in danger. So which way are you going to go? The bat's a little different. It's not a ball. It's a stick coming, swinging around.
It's like a helicopter.
I don't fault him for getting out of the way he did. You got to be able to think, man, that run was important. They ended up losing in extra innings.
Yeah.
By one. So, you know, thankfully, technically they're in it, but they're not in it.
I was going to say, at least it didn't happen to a team that was on the brink of making the playoffs.
But you helped you certainly helped the Yankees clinch. They're in the playoffs, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Number four.
Detroit Lions head coach Dan Campbell and his wife Holly are selling their home due to security concerns after their address was leaked online last season. Campbell did not provide specifics on any particular incidents that occurred, but according to Fox 2 Detroit, the address was leaked online following their Week 17 20-19 loss to the Cowboys last season. That led to contractors showing up at the house for repairs that weren't needed as a prank, according to Fox Sports' Jay Glazer. That is a pretty funny prank. But it's also messing with the contractor because then, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to go out there thinking they have a job, and now they don't have a job, yeah, and Dan Campbell's the kneecap cannibal sitting there. After harassment continued following the Lions' loss in the NFC Championship to the 49ers, the Campbells filed police reports with Bloomfield Township, and the police say they take this very seriously, but they are moving anyway. Now, this stems from something Titans quarterback Will Levis, the mayonnaise man, recently had his number leaked to fans and has received text messages from fans criticizing him. Had to change his number. So this happens in all sports. My question here, and I'm first, so do entities like the NFL, NBA, MLB, and NHL need to take player safety and security more seriously? I do think that we're getting to a point where these leagues are going to have to provide security for some of these people. It's getting crazy enough that people are showing up to people's houses, following people home, doing insane things just because they play a sport. I think this is crazy, but yes, I think these leagues are going to have to start protecting their people a little bit more. Tony? And I don't know what that looks like.
First, I mean, it's just sad that we're even having this conversation. Secondly, I hope it does cost all of these sports a whole bunch of money to secure their players. Because you know why this is happening? Because of gambling.
Probably.
This is why there's an uptick in it. They're losing money on their parlay. They're losing money on whatever. And they're pissed about it. And now, I don't know why, because people have been betting on parlays and games for a very long time.
Well, it was illegal, so they couldn't necessarily be out front with it.
So it's fully legal. They aren't doing any harm, so they're going to let you know about it. And, you know, we're in an era where, you know, doxing somebody
or swatting,
like all of these terms have been created in the last, like, 10 years because this is what we do on a consistent basis. Like,
yeah.
I'm so mad at the football team and head coach that I'm going to put his address up.
Yeah. I'm going to send Nate's plumber to his house and say I got a leak. It's just, it's crazy. And it's only going to take one terrible thing to happen.
People, you know, we had for a long time dying for the access that we now have. You're going to have less people participating and wanting to give the access.
Yeah.
At this point.
Well, best of luck to you, kneecap cannibal.
By the way, number three. It's not like running up on Dan Campbell is like the smartest idea,
no.
By the way. The dude is like 6'6",
and he's
not
shape.
Small.
He's in shape.
Yeah.
He can do the workouts with the players.
I watched he was doing burpees or doing push-ups last season when they weren't getting stuff right.
Yeah. He's a very strong man.
I'm just
that
saying,
would be the
like,
last person
You better have your stuff together going over there.
NFL kicking is getting so good, there may be a change coming.
Another
now,
one?
Yes. Now, 39 times during the first 2 weeks of this NFL season, NFL kickers have tried a 50-plus yard field goal. They've converted all of them but four of those kicks, and ironically, Justin Tucker has missed two of those four kicks over 50 yards.
Yes, I drafted him, of course.
They're thinking they need rule changes to make it more difficult.
No.
Ideas put forth are to narrow the goalposts or make a 50-plus yard kick a different number of points, and it tiers up. From 50 to 55, it's a 4-point play. 55 or more is a 5-point play. Tony, do you think there needs to be a rule change?
No.
Okay.
We just changed the rules like 4 years ago to push the kicks. It might have been longer than four now.
I don't even know.
I know we started kicking, 20-yard extra points, 35-yard extra points?
Yeah, maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
So, I mean, we don't need to do that. They got better. That's the whole idea. It's like you evolve, you get better.
The article I was reading said that when Lane Kiffin in 2008 sent Sebastian Janikowski out for a 76-yard field goal and he came up 20 yards short, Al Davis like fired him the next day because it was such an egregious call. Last week, the Cowboys put out Brandon Aubrey for a 71-yard field goal. They ended up not kicking it, but they were thinking about it.
The man had knocked down like a 64-yarder the week before.
He does have a big leg.
Like, he has a huge leg.
And by the way, these kickers
former soccer
now,
player, by the
yes,
way.
Yes. These kickers now, I was reading the article, they're running 4.6 40s. They're bench pressing 400 pounds.
I remember as a kid, The kicker used to have one bar on his thing, and he did. He looked like a kicker.
It was like Joe from the corner,
right? They don't look like that.
They have two
no
different
more.
Color shoes.
They got their soccer cleats on. Yeah. They're nice and put together now. Like
Morton Anderson is the prime look of a kicker.
Baggy, long uniform,
like 100 years old, with
a black shoe and a white shoe,
and just a one bar
helmet. Man. Yeah, that's how it goes.
Missed the one bar helmet.
Those guys is gone now. I mean, the athlete is just different.
Number two,
the Manning cast has not been as popular start this season, and did rebound last week from week one. But ESPN's Pat McAfee said something a lot of us are actually probably thinking. It's hard to follow the game watching the Manning cast. He said, quote, you do get lost. You don't really get to watch the game whenever you're watching the Manning cast. It's very hard to pay attention to everything going on. He then said, I think the Manning cast is going to become clips for a lot of people, which is going to happen, end quote. Some say that this is a slight to the Mannings, and I'm not saying McAfee is slighting them, but I'm up first. Is saying you are a quote-unquote clip show disrespectful? And I think it could be taken disrespectfully for some people, but the Manning cast is a perfect clip show. You know what I did with the Matt Ryan stuff? Everybody was talking about how he was on there and someone else was on there. I went back and I watched the clip. And a lot of the clips that you watch from the Manning cast make sense because you're not trying to pay attention to the game after the fact. And so I do think that they're a clip show, and I don't think this is a slight. Tony, do you think it's disrespectful to call a show a clip show?
I don't know why you needed to say it, though. Like, you could have just kept that to yourself and let other people. I mean, you got to work with them, but maybe you don't.
Yeah, I don't. I
don't know how that works.
Did they play together? Colts punter? Maybe they just missed each other?
They might have. They might have played with each other.
But anyway, he said it's a clip show.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that he meant anything disrespectful by it, but I could see how it could come off kind of disrespectful, though.
Yeah, it's like, oh, your show's only good enough for later.
Show. I get to,
later.
Like, I get to on curse the like a sailor on my show, and you're a clip show.
Who took a shot at Pat McAfee the other day? I think it was Michael Wilbon. He said, well, if I had a black tank top on, I could say whatever I want.
Hey, well, all I know is all of those folks work at the same place. So, I mean, I don't know this is all good that you got.
No. He ruffles feathers.
Firing squad on each other.
Yeah, that's true.
Number one.
All right, so I saw this Monday night, but I didn't really think I saw what I actually saw. But Drake London scores a game-tying touchdown Monday night. And then his celebration was like, that's what I thought. It was a gun. He was shooting a gun into the air. That's what I thought. So they flagged him 15 yards. Young Hoku, I believe is his name. He had to make a long extra play.
He made it.
And he made it to tie the game or put them up. Now, Raheem Morris, the head coach of the Falcons, said that Drake London wasn't shooting a gun. He was shooting a t-shirt cannon because that's the kind of guy he is. He said his intent was not to use a weapon. He probably was shooting t-shirts into the stands, to be honest with you, because he's just that kind of guy. Tony, do you believe he was mimicking shooting t-shirts into the stands?
I would go on a limb and say he wasn't shooting
t-shirts.
Yeah. I don't know what he was shooting. Might have been shooting ducks.
He could have been shooting ducks.
But he wasn't shooting t-shirts.
Yeah, he was not shooting t-shirts.
No one does that celebration and thinks, oh yeah, you know how in between innings they come and shoot
T-shirts
to you? That's what I'm doing. I want to mock that.
How many Falcons PR people ran up to Raheem Morris after the game? He was shooting a t-shirt cannon, okay? He was shooting a t-shirt cannon.
I don't know if they came up to him, but it was a good thinking on his feet right there.
Yeah.
Got us talking about it.
That's it for the Big Five. When we get back, Pac-12 making steps towards filling out the rest of the teams. We'll talk about that next.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.